everything that rocks.
All righty, good morning. 818, Brock, Hunter.
What's up, dude?
What's up, you ass?
So what you just heard there was a morning show intro, right? Go, Ninja! Go, Ninja!
Yeah.
Well, we make those, all right? And we play them. So I'm working on a new one. Can I just play this is a little bit?
Do you have the intro? Yeah, if you can get it.
Can you hear it? Time! It's the most ghetto song.
By
the Ghetto Boys.
Oh, man. Still. I love it. Yeah, we should definitely put that one in there.
It's a song from Office Space. You know, when they take the printer outside and they just beat the hell out of that thing.
What is it? PC Load Letter? What the hell is PC Load Letter? Just take it. My favorite is one. He's holding the bat, you know, kind of backwards, and he's using it more as like a poker. Oh my god, so good!
It's all slow motion. He's just kind of dragging it too out there.
The kick he does where it's with his heel.
Heel drops it, dude.
Fantastic.
You're pulling him away from it, dude. You know what's great about that movie? Everybody has felt that way.
Oh yeah,
that scene is so significant because every individual who has ever seen that movie is like, dude, I've been there. I've been at that point where I just wanted
just burn the copier to the ground. It's unbelievable.
To the ground.
Yeah. Yep. Anyway.
To the ground.
That's good stuff. That's good stuff. Anyway, we got to keep removing here. It's time for your 8 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Best buzz in the biz.
What's up, Katie?
What's happening?
They don't deal with bad printers over there, I tell you that.
No, they don't.
Okay, so we talked about this earlier, and if you missed it, I do want to warn all the fellas out there. This story will probably make you cringe. It'll probably make you grab your jewels and go, God, dear sweet Jesus, no. Mm-hmm. So a man in Taiwan named Yi recently wore himself out cleaning. So he decided to take a nap. You know, big day. Doing a little cleaning, getting the house, getting the scrubbing bubbles out. You know, a good cleaning. All right. Okay.
Probably tired.
Well, yeah, very tired. So tired that he took off all his clothes and then laid down on the floor, which maybe seems excessive. I don't know why you would pick the nice, cool linoleum floor. You're like, oh, this is nice. I was all hot and sweaty.
Cool
and
this is
good.
Still butt naked, though. Huh?
Yeah, butt naked. Yi was butt naked. At some point, he was woken up by a sharp pain in his groin. So he looked down and saw a centipede on his junk.
No.
And apparently, it bit his man jewels and was still latched onto him. Hang up, hang up, hang up.
Dude, nightmare fuel. Those things, man, just even near you. Yeah. Not even around your wiener. Just by your foot. Ah! Dude, that, centipedes are.
Story, I didn't know your mom was part centipede, Mom.
No, my mom's not a centipede. She's not latching onto
Yi freaked. He crushed the centipede with his fist, but he still needed medical attention, obviously. So he went to the hospital and got patched up. All right, get some band-aids put on, get all wrapped up, and you know some.
Did they ask him what happened? What happened?
I mean, how do you explain that? Well, I was lying naked on the floor after a busy day of cleaning, and at that point, the centipede came up. So there is a little happy ending to this, though. Apparently, Yi's insurance company contacted him and told him, happy ending on that, not from the centipede, and said he could get a payout due to the bite. So he got a little bit of money back for the centipede bite on his dung.
Centipede goes ham on your wiener, you get some money from it. Huh?
Apparently. I don't know. I'm going to have to check. And that's a weird conversation to have with your insurance agent. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, how does that go? And like,
imagine this, a snake with legs, right?
Thousands of legs.
A snake with thousands of legs. All creepy like.
Let me see. What's
up?
World's biggest.
Dude, I'm telling you, there was one on Reddit the other day. Somebody posted it was a pet centipede. And this thing was crawling up this guy's arm, the size of his forearm. There's a picture. There's a picture of one from like Vietnam, but that's fake. It's fake. Dude. They're holding it on a string closer to the camera.
I found the giant centipede one, the forearm one, dude. That's terrifying.
Dude.
That is terrifying.
Terrifying. Dude, that thing is so big. Thousands of legs. Like the creepiest thing. Oh,
one bite.
God made something special. He was like, you know what? I'm going to make something so creepy.
Dude,
here's at the sight of it.
Here's one of a centipede eating a mouse. Dude, yeah. That thing's attacking a mouse. Dude,
you know, like scary movies, you know, like bug, how they use bugs, and that's like the main bug they go to is the centipede.
Yeah, it's horrifying, man.
You know, it's the bug that's crawling out of the dead corpse mouth, you know, out of his eyeball and through his mouth. It's always the centipede because it's creepy.
All right, well, I'm definitely gonna bug bomb my house. Ain't gonna be no. Do we got a lot of centipedes here? Big centipedes?
No, but there's a bug like it. It's like a basement bug that's got a lot of legs.
Yeah,
not skinny legs like me.
I don't know. I think the big thing we can learn from this is two things. One, check your insurance policy, guys. See if you got centipede dong bite insurance. And two, don't lie naked on a floor. I guess that's kind of, you know, the two things pull from this. So,
not going to work out.
Hang up. All right. That is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day. And I'm going to clutch my junk for a while. That's it.